Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. It's the last day of September. I am Joanne Haig and I will be your host for today. Looking after all things technical is my good friend, Mr. Dennis Johnson. The number to call, 434-1790. And if you want to send us a WhatsApp message, it's 266-4862. Now, before I go on to what's on my mind, I want to publicly acknowledge three young men working at Automotive Art in Six Roads. I went there yesterday. I had a nail in my tire. Needless to say, I knew about it in the morning, and I went to the tire shop to put some air in the tire because I didn't have any time to change the tire. So when I got to Automotive Art, I said, I might as well buy two tires, and I thought I needed them. And they said, no, you don't need new tires right now. Give them some more time up until December. And they patched the tire, and the service was excellent. Three young men, I believe Ian, Adrian, and Ramel, service like this, you want to go back. So I want to commend you because we don't normally see that often, public or private sector these days. And I want to thank them because they could have easily said, buy the tires. And the reason I like it is because people are being honest with you. And they said when to come back. And they said December, we'll have a sale, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to publicly thank them for the help that they gave me. And they could have easily taken advantage of a helpless female who had no clue that her tires didn't need changing. So on to what's on my mind. Education this morning and, of course, the announcement of the appointments, 3,100 public workers to be appointed, but we'll speak about that later. But on the issue of education, I want to lend my voice of support to the children and the parents who are currently experiencing some problems with the Caribbean Examinations Council as they start the independent review. And I hope that they continue to agitate for justice for these students in Barbados and across the region. I've heard and seen some responses from persons who may not understand the implications of not getting this rectified. And I'm hoping to hear from some young people today. I do have a young person standing by to speak on another issue, but again, pertaining to young persons. And the impact that it could have on a person who's studying and constantly forgetting everything else, partying, and really dedicating their time, and particularly those who don't have money and really hoping for a scholarship, probably being the only person in the house to achieve that. And one could understand, I certainly can understand what that feels like. And I'm hoping that other Barbadians and those across the region empathize with these students and support them 100%. On the line now, we have brilliant, brilliant young lady. I was blown away this morning when I listened to her speak on a program called You Report. I believe it's by UNICEF. It's a global program. Her name is Farhana Bulbulia, and I asked her to speak on this project because I believe it's important for young people to be involved, and I wanted her to speak on it this morning to give us some more information. Good morning, Farhana. Are you there?
Good morning. Hi, I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. I watched this morning, you spoke, I believe it was yesterday?
Yeah.
Right, and about you, something called You Report. Never heard of it, but you gave us a background, well, via the media, but I want you to tell all of our listeners what exactly is You Report and how important it is to our children.
Certainly. So Your Report is actually an initiative by the United Nations Children's Fund, so UNICEF. It's a global platform that is present in 72 countries worldwide, and we launched it yesterday in Barbados, and it's done jointly with the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Community Empowerment. Your Report allows young people to express their thoughts, their ideas, and their opinions on topics of relevance and importance to them in today's society and in today's world, with the objective that decision makers and persons in leadership would take heed of what young people are saying and use this information as a tool and a resource to make more informed decisions and plan better to serve the needs of young people. So it's done through a messaging, through social media and messaging apps, where young people can register their interests in becoming U-reporters. And then polls, monthly polls, are sent directly to their phones. So through Facebook, Messenger, Twitter Messenger, WhatsApp, or even through SMS text. And then they're able to respond to these polls, and that data is collected and uploaded onto the digital U-Report platform, where everyone can see. So it collates the data and it shares the statistics. Additionally, it allows us to break down that data to see what young people between a particular age range are saying on a topic of a particular gender or even a parish. So, for example, throughout the parishes of Barbados, you may see trends or gaps or even similarities begin to emerge between what young people are saying and their experiences with a particular issue. So, for example, the issues that we're hoping to look at in this current climate is things like education and COVID-19, violence, mental health, and just general health and wellness. These are all current topics. And as we move forward, we'll begin to engage more with youth organizations, leaders, activists, and really bring this information together and make it useful for the development of Barbados.
Well, it sounds like an excellent program, but let me ask you this. Listening to this, and some children may be listening now if they're at home, teenagers, persons who are looking for employment in early 20s, they're probably thinking, well, you know, how does that help me? I live in an area that is not any Heights, any terraces. I spend most of my time possibly on the block. Is there an outreach program to just more or less reach every child, every person in the ages that you're trying to target? Not just necessarily through the Ministry of Education or Youth Affairs. Is there a direct sort of reaching out?
Well, the good thing about U-Report is we work with partners. Mm-hmm. What many people don't know is that several, you know, young people throughout Barbados are engaged in civic duties through organizations and volunteer work. At present, there are a number of organizations that are working on the ground in communities to get things done, and young people who dedicate a tremendous amount of their time apart from their studies and seeking employment to ensure that, you know, we do what we can to achieve that. So by no means U-Report is a standalone. It is done in partnership with organizations and entities that already are working in communities and already working with young people. So that is how U-Report is sort of implemented or rolled out, in collaboration with these organizations that are already there on the ground working.
So after you get this information, you upload it, where does it go? How do we get changed now after we get this information? Who's listening? Who's going to get this information on a higher level?
Yeah. So the good thing is that this U-Report is done in collaboration with UNICEF, which is a very well-known development agency, not only in Barbados, throughout the Eastern Caribbean, as well as the Ministry of Youth and Sports and Community Empowerment. And collaboratively, we work together to ensure that the information from U-Report reaches the channels that it needs to reach. U-Report is made up of a committee of 12 steering committee members that come from different youth organizations that have extensive experience in leadership and advocacy and working with decision makers to influence policy, to influence planning, and so on. So we already have that sort of experience or network to understand who do we need to go to, who do we need to talk to, who do we need to share these results with. And then it takes persistence. So ensuring that this is not a one-off thing that we launch today and forget tomorrow, but over the next year and beyond, we'll be working to raise the profile of U-Report so that it is actually seen within the eyes of decision makers that this is a resource that can be used by everyone who is part of ensuring the development of Barbados. And that's our role as a steering committee, to ensure that resource is then used in this way.
What are the age groups that you're targeting?
So the age groups is youth between the ages of 13 to 29. So that is the target age of U Reporters. However, it's not necessarily that the platform doesn't allow other people persons outside that age range to share their thoughts. They can still do that, but definitely the target for us is youth between the ages of 13 to 29.
So basically UNICEF is utilized social media in a positive way as a platform so young people can bring their ideas, complaints, if you want to put it that way, together so that persons in government and various organizations can have a look at it and see how best they can change it. In other words, they're giving them a voice.
Yes, very much so.
Okay, well, it sounds fantastic. When I saw it this morning and I reached out to you, and I'm glad that you were able to accommodate us. And certainly if there's anything, I'm sure that we all can do in the positions we hold to help promote what you're doing, we're certainly all on board because we need something like this. Our children certainly are the future. And I know you're fully aware of what is happening with the CXEs, with the problems that they're having. You want to have put in any words on that, your thoughts on that, or give your support to the children?
I definitely do think it's an extremely unfortunate situation. I can definitely relate to what the students and the parents and the teachers are going through at this time, and just the anxiety around it. I mean, we're coming out of a COVID-19 period where youth had to go through a number of changes with how they receive education and participate in education, as well as how they take exams. And with that comes a level of anxiety and uncertainty already. So, you know, to on top of that, to be confronted with this is definitely unfortunate. And I do hope that an amicable, you know, resolution can come about that preserves the integrity of the Caribbean Examination Council, but also safeguards the mental health of our young people, which I think is paramount in this situation.
Okay, I want to thank you so much for your time. That's for Anna Bulbulia. She's the coordinator of your report, UNICEF program. I want to thank you. So let's get to the phone lines. Down to brass tacks. You're on the air. Good morning. Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
How are you, Miss Sig?
I'm very good. How are you?
Well, pretty good so far. Miss Sig, I'm going to put three points to you this morning. One, first thing. Do you agree that we have some sort of pedigree of exploitation still going on in our little country, Barbados?
You got to be a little bit more specific than that.
Okay. Would you say that if there are people in this country, who are doing three jobs into one, mm-hmm. but yet getting paid for one job? Mm-hmm. So for me, that's exploitation. If you're doing three in one, you should be paid something extra. But I know in some of these cases, and most of these cases, these persons are not being paid extra. They're doing three in one, and getting the same money. Because I do question some of these people. All right, the reason why I say that, there's an establishment in the Black Rock area. Kadir, Miss Haig, you go there to pay your bill. You go there to do Western Union, you know. And there's one lady, she has to deal with people who come to pay the white light bill. She has to deal with people who come to pay the water bill. She has to deal with people who come to deal with the Western Union. And maybe other things that they don't know about, but those three for sure know about. Miss Haig, and the line sometimes could be back out. The line some, most of the times the line is back out of this establishment. And you know, you got the elements of the rain coming. You got the sun there beating, especially the hot sun beating down on you. You know what I mean? Oh, come here, Miss Haig. This is so unpresentable. You know what I mean? And people complain, not to say a mistake, this is a one-off thing, you know. I've been there three times and experienced this. Yesterday, up to yesterday, is the last and final. That's the last and final I will be going to that establishment. And each, for the three times I've been there, I'll tell you this. You know what here people say? This need to be on brass stats. This need to be on this. But nobody are calling and talking about it. You know what I mean?
So you're saying that the young lady, for example, you're saying that she's doing too much.
Doing too much. And it keeping back the customers. I saw a nurse in that line yesterday. She face was in a bad state. Everybody face was in a bad state. Every single person. No person was happy. And for the three times that they've been to that establishment, no one had a smile. Everybody was in a disgruntled manner. And the poor girl that they got working there, the girl can't handle it. The girl is trying her best. It's too much.
I want to mention too, and I found this to be happening because of obviously the COVID environment. To me, it doesn't make much sense. You decided that you are going to shut down like a window, in this case, paying bills. You have one person, you're trying to ask people to do the social distancing, but yet still, by having one person, you're encouraging more and more people to stand in the line.
Exactly.
So that doesn't make sense. So for them to have three people to reduce then the wait time to allow for people to practice better COVID-19 protocols. In other words, the faster you're in, faster you're out, you don't have to, you know, be together that long. And of course, people start talking, and then the sun is hot, and then they take off the mask and they lower it, and then they start forgetting about the protocols and having a conversation because they're bored and they're restless, and that creates a problem. So I agree not only on the aspect of the young lady being overloaded, but also
very
the
overloaded.
Customers
very
and
overloaded.
The safety of persons in a COVID-19 environment, and even outside of COVID-19, I found that even at the banks, sometimes you're in the bank. And the
that
line is so long,
too, yes.
And you're seeing two tellers sometimes. And all the other windows are closed.
Yes.
There are other financial institutions where people get their money automatically or to send money out. Again, they too have closed windows, and people have to stand outside for long periods.
But mistake, the bank one is different. The bank one, when you go in there, you're going to either deposit money or withdraw money. This establishment I'm talking about, this young lady, she has people with light bills to deal with. She has people with water bills to deal with. And she also has the Western Union. She deal with me yesterday with Western Union. You know what I mean? This is really unpresentable, Miss Armin.
No, I agree with you, Anna, and I really think that the establishments need to review.
And the thing is, they're not giving these people a little extra something. How could you caught somebody doing these things and then giving them something extra? Because, you know,
know that $10 extra or $50 or whatever it is still doesn't take away from the bigger problem? That's one thing to say, well, let's give her more money. But giving her more money, she still has the stress. The people outside of the line still waiting long. So that may not necessarily be the solution. But I know for businesses that they want to cut back. Cutting back is one thing, but then you're creating a bigger problem for your customers. Which in some cases, because it's close by, like in this case, Western Union or Shore Pay, they stand up there because they don't want to go to the other Shore Pay and probably butt into a longer line. I've seen it, and I really thought that the closing the windows earlier.
The other Shore Pay has got two people.
No. I can tell you that for a fact. Nope. Most of the Shore Pays that I've been to, one person. And I know in the parish that I live in, the Shore Pay that is near to me, people have to stand up on the outside of that supermarket, calling one by one. The lines are long.
But thank God
the supermarket has shade and undercover. But what about the other places?
The other ones you've been to, though, them in dealing with Western Union. You know, them in just dealing with bills. This girl got water. She got light.
Somebody
got
is saying that the bill should be paid online. Now, listen, I know we want to head in that direction, but there are a lot of people who are not techno savvy, and it's still
it's true. You got to
still get it, and that takes time to gradually get people on online.
Yes.
The grandparents and the children may be able to say, well, look, you know, I'll do it for you, Grand, online. But sometimes that doesn't happen. But we got to leave it right there. But I want to thank you so much. Before I get back to the callers, let me mention that this morning on my way down, just past Alara Court, heading in the direction of town on your right side, there's some cut rock there that seems more or less collapsed into the road. And yes, people can see it and they're avoiding it. But what happens tonight when they can't see big chunks of rocks and bricks on the side of the road, in the road, I should say. And if a car comes down there a little too hard at a speed that Sergeant Siebert Johnson may not be too happy with, then something really bad can happen. So to the persons who are responsible, whether that be the BDF and the Roving Response Team, if you can look into that to see if we can have that removed so no one gets hurt. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very good. How are you?
Frustrated.
Oh, dear.
Defeated.
You're frustrated? Why is that?
And defeated.
Say again?
No, it's so frustrated and defeated.
And defeated. Why is that?
It's so nice to hear the government beat the chest and talk about all the people that are acting for the last couple of years, well, however long it is, they will be moved tomorrow from acting to the position, which means they get more money. Because as far as I understand, when you're acting, you don't get the full salary. You're just acting, so you get acting pay. Mm-hmm. So the money will go up. And they deserve it because the work.
How do you know that?
They deserve it.
How do you know they deserve it?
Because, well, you know, I give them the benefit of doubt.
Okay.
I'm not going to prejudge them unless I know.
No, I'm not saying that to pull down the workers. I just want to say this. I welcome that approach. I think it's important for people to have a level of security, particularly when you're going to the bank and credit unions, and they don't like to see the word temporary on anything, especially when the retrenchment exercise took place with this government and the previous administration. It sent a red flag to these institutions. And people were not getting through because they didn't have the security. So I welcome that. The problem I have is the absence of an appraisal system that should be in place to go along with appointments. Because if it is that you are giving someone more money to do even less or even a promotion, because sometimes you have a guy who's there for 2 years and someone else was there for 20 years. He comes and he does an excellent job. And all of a sudden, you would hear, like, I'm going to the union because I'm next in line. You can only be next in line, in my opinion, not because of the length of time, but also the contribution you would have made to the organization that allows you to get that promotion. But I think that, along with appointments, I think the government needs to look into that. There are a lot of people out there getting paid to do nothing, and they're getting promoted, giving them more responsibility for them to do even less. I'm not saying all government workers, but I know for a fact, and most Barbadians will tell you what their experience has been in a government institution over the years.
Okay, Joanne, my next point is the government came and bring the sunset resolutions stop workers from saying, look, I want to be paid out. I had enough of your company. I want to be paid out. I want to take my money. I'll go and start selling nuts at the side of the road. The government stopped that. Mm-hmm. They're pushing a program whereby you take a 20% cut and you get 80% of your money for your working and training all to both. Fine. What is going on is unbelievable. But there are hundreds of workers that do not have 2 years in their job. And if the bosses don't want them, do you know what is happening? They're terminating their contract. Nobody can stop them from doing that for the government. Now, when you take that green paper and national insurance, there is no money from you. And if unemployment benefit stops September the 19th, like mine, how do you pay rent? Your water, get your kids to nursery, get your kids to school, buy food, pay for digital bill, you name it. Where is the money going to come from? The government have put nothing in place. This is the second time I'm calling about this. I am going to jump the government with a mass protest about this, and they're going to be shocked. I already talked to people to get approval, and I'm telling you, I could find more than 1,000 people to march about this because it's wrong. If they do not want you, and you got in, like me, I'm short of 140 by 3 months. Mm-hmm. So you know what my boss decided? Oh, you got to take a salary cut, or we can't pay on the terminate your contract, do that. What national insurance though? There's no money for you because your benefit finished. The government never extended the sunset resolution. So you're out to sea. You are out to sea, and there's nothing to hold on to. So it's fine to give the civil servants and the due process and all that. It's fine for this minister to move from here to there, this minister, to, this MP to resign and go to and the ambassador, get more money, you name it. And the people that prop up this country. I have more than 25 years in tourism in this country. I prop up this country, make this country a white, beautiful flag flying all over the place, and a blue and gold and black.
So let me ask you, what are you proposing to the government in terms of persons who fall short of the time? The
government should have extended the unemployment. Mm-hmm. Don't too much a drain, because it will come back. You cannot stop national insurance from coming back. You cannot.
But you know it's based on contributions to the amount of contributions. So I was asking you what, if you're you said you're 3 months short of...
Being able to apply for servant.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to work 140 weeks consecutively, mm-hmm, to work to get servant. So what they're doing, they're cutting your legs off, giving you a green paper, and when you go to national insurance, they're going to say, sorry, your benefit was finished 19th of September. You ain't get a check since July, so there's no money for you from here in. Straight. Mm-hmm. So what do you do then? You gotta scramble. You gotta talk to your landlord, you gotta call this and beg them, look, I have a 12-year-old boy going to school, and 2 days this week he's doing online, next week he's doing 3 weeks. 3 days. When that get cut off, what do I do? And Digicel is not feeling for you anymore. After 7 days, they're going to put you on soft touch, which means you can watch TV.
I don't think anybody's feeling for anybody anymore. I think the whole COVID thing has gone through the door.
Because we opened up this country, it's not like, 40,000 people going back to work. That's a joke. Every week, national insurance is getting more green papers and more green papers. And hundreds of those people have nothing to turn to because the unemployment that they ain't get is already finished. I mean, their checks are backlogged. Not getting it and telling me it's done or it's backlog is like saying, you know what, suck salt, go and get seawater and drink it, feed your children off of seawater. So all the pretty talk and all of this and all that, you can't go to the agencies in this country and say, listen to me, I want to borrow $5,000. I can pay you back that in 2.5 months, because when I get you side the road and start to sell from biscuit and jam, bread and jam, ham and cheese, bread and whatever in it, I'm going to make it back and I'm going to pay you back. No 2 ways about it. My word is my only guarantee. My name is my only bond and guarantee. But the Prime Minister is sitting down and watching the poor contributed people. I got people in this country that are telling you, I work at hotels and restaurants for 20 or 15 years. Look at the cliff scenario. Nobody is talking about that. In general, people that give their life to the hospitality industry, yeah, see, I don't talk about the young ones that come on that only do 18 months. I've been with the company from December the 18th up to when COVID goes down. And what they do? You take a salary cut. So when you take a salary cut, they decide to cut the charges, light and power, and cut the charges. Because everybody at the top that has money is grabbing for themselves. There's nobody looking out for the poor person. And I'm telling you, Joanne, remember, a caller had a conversation with you. I'm going to get a mass march about this. I'm not short. They can't cut me short. They can't tell me, I only got half an hour. I only got this. It's too much people. People are crying and nothing is being done about it. I do not care about the constituency of St. George for the by-election. And that's a big hurrah, a big lot of money starting to spend already. How about the restaurant workers that their legs getting cut off and the hotel workers, and they have nowhere to turn to? on national insurance's DEA dead in the water.
Can I ask you a question? You don't have to answer it if you don't. Did you find something else to do, or you did you come something else that you're going to do in order to support your family?
Joanne, I'm sorry to tell you this. There's nothing else to do. What there's to done is if some agent and one of your moderator you know well and I call him about help, and it's difficult. If some agent could say to me, look, son, here's this $3,500, $5,000, whatever, what are you going to do? Where's your plan? Look at here, read it. I don't go to when I could read it and call me and tell me if you think it's stupid or not. I got spots that I know people need food to eat morning, noon, and night. And all I want to get them in is my morning. So I could go and take care of my kids on evening and help them with the homework. I have the difficulties they're facing. My little 3-year-old child, make sure that he comes home and he's nourished properly. He gets to play, get to relax, and rest for the next day just at school. Because he's ready to learn. Mm-hmm. My 3-year-old boy could come from 1 to 20 without you helping him. You know, the alphabet without you helping him. And all the confusing me every night, daddy, read. So he's getting ready.
Are you the sole provider?
No, mother works, and she works at Sandal. That is helter-skelter, too. Mm-hmm. That is issue. But she cannot push everything by us. I can't lay down and tell she look, I'll take care of things and things get better. I don't know when things can get better. I do not want to do that. I have all the equipment to serve people. I don't even know how to do the menu, how to cook it, how to serve it. I will cook food for you, Joy, and you.
So basically, you have a plan, and it needs some level of finance.
That's all.
So let me ask you this. Have you tried the trust loan fund with your plan?
You know what? Let me just tell you, Joanne. Right now, they're taking no more application.
Really?
Do you understand what's going on? They're taking no more application because there is a backlog. And when I hear the ministers come on the radio and talk about, they've given out this and given out that. No ministry will give $1 million to Bayesians to do nothing. It's chump change.
So you're saying, and I just want to be clear, you went to the trust loan and that was the...
Joanne, every agency they got, including the former MP where you live and the present MP, I've been trying to plug and bug and pull to get agency to help me. At one stage, welfare give me one voucher for food, tell me within a month time when the day is due, call back, then I do the interview and get it. You know what happened, Joanne? They have given me the runaround. They've turned me upside down. Oh, they were called and they were called. I get the voucher in July. Joanne, we're going to October tomorrow. You know, up to now, they ain't call and do the interview yet. And you know, afraid of sitting down. And people didn't know me, and people didn't like me, and people didn't understand who we are. My children will suffer. And that is a big, big issue for me. There are hundreds of people that I would get my hand wrong them if my children suffer. Because you know what? I have done miracles in this country. I'm a qualified trainer. Was trained by Miss Sandra Husband to train people. You know what they want you to come in and do? Do a training for $400 a whole day. And when the big agency that hired them, they pay them $400 an hour. Can you understand that? And they get 8 hours in training out of them. And in short, because you know what? Those people, I can tell you a little secret. Those people can't articulate or little things to normal black people in a restaurant and a bar. The only thing I cannot do in food and beverage is build a hotel or a restaurant. I can give the plan, though, for everyone. Everyone I can give you to. Because I came through good hands. Me and good Genadio, Cindy Miller, Sandra's husband, Mr. Bachar, I came through good hands. And when I see these people start talking to me, I pay the attention to them that I didn't pay at school. Because you know what? I did a lot of foolishness at school, and I should have come out better. Because I'm not a big brain, but you know what? I'm a big, 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 big learner. You can't teach me nothing today and come out and tell me, remember yesterday, I make you look small. Because you know what? When you teach me it, I will act it and make it brilliant. You come and say, hold on, son. I give you this banana tree. Right now it's green. I want it green tomorrow, or if you can improve it, improve it. When you come tomorrow, it go ice bowl and green. And you're like, oh, you get the bananas, ice bowl and green. Don't they nine the streets too? That is me. But to go to all these agencies, you call and tell them you want to come in and fill out a form, sir. You're not taking any applications right now because it's a backlog. Mm-hmm. Not before March next year.
Well, I'll tell you what I would ask you to do, if you don't mind. I'm going to ask you to give your name, number, to off the air, of course, to the producer, because we need to have a conversation. Someone is messaging me, and I would prefer to relate that message to you off air, pertaining to your situation. So let's discuss it after brass tacks, if that's okay with you. You never know. Something good may have come out of this conversation, and I actually believe something good will.
Joanne, I believe in faith. I don't think that you're going to come and tell me or something to happen, and I expect when I talk to you it happen. Faith. So you know what? I need to hear that. I just need somebody to listen to what's going on. And the MP from my area will tell you, I cried on the phone for him because my child wanted milk. And I had to tell my wife, you know what? We cannot come up with $22, no love. Buy pineal dairy whole milk and let's try it. My little boy gobbled it up. So we have a second choice when you don't have his milk. My child is serious allergy. And the soap, the cream, the thing to wash the clothes, it's very expensive.
I know exactly what you're saying, sir. My daughter just discovered she's allergic to 40 different foods. And it's very expensive.
You know how hard that is for you to prepare, get it and go earn that money to keep that child not breaking out or going to a seizure or some crap?
Yep. I know exactly what you mean. And look, I can't, not here to promise anybody anything. I'm here to listen. And we, if, of course, all of the moderators, if they can help, they normally do guide you. But I'll say this to you. All is not lost. Everything is going to be okay. Give me a call, or should I say leave your name and your telephone number with the producer. And we will speak. No, don't hang up. Just stay on the line and Dennis will get to you and just give him the information.
Yeah, that's all. A lot of people like me in this country, that's all we need to know, a listening ear. But we don't want a listening ear complaining about the government, the MP, the minister. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested to know I could start up something and say, here, Joanne, you know anybody, David, you know anybody that's looking for a lay job? I got something that I could pay somebody. I'm doing something, I could pay somebody $75 a day, and I still pay the national insurance. If they got issues getting to the spot or to the job, I can help them get there.
Sounds like bigger things are in store for you, not just maybe working for somebody. You may just be on your way to being your own boss, and you never know, because you've got big plans, you've got good plans. And you know what? The hardest part, I'm not saying to people to just dream, and you have a plan. And just continue to aim big. You're going to miss small. So you just leave your name and your number. And
thank you very much.
Trust me, I'm going to return your call for sure. Okay? Thank you. Down to brass tacks, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Good.
Well, I'm real angry. I am not bad physically, but mentally, emotionally.
Second angry person this morning. Okay, tell me.
I am real angry because from March, when Corona started, I'm calling from Boswell, St. Peter.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Colleen Badell.
Hey.
I know, Joanne. So you know when you hear me, you know how angry I am.
Yes. Oh, dear.
I give Barbados Water Authority to fix this problem. From March till today, nothing happened. We hear about everybody else around Barbados. Water outage, tanks will be sending, and it's going to take 3 weeks. It's going to be like this. Boscobel, we ain't hearing nothing. Mr. MP, Colin Jordan, he came through about 2 weeks ago. I asked him, what's the problem? He said, water shortage. You mean water shortage is going to be so all the time?
You still have a tank out by you?
We have tanks, but Joanne, the rain falling. I have to send my children down a rocky terrain to bring water when the gully out, and I have to walk through that dirty water. Tell me if this could be humane this day. Hmm. It can never be, because when he came home, now I gotta get sanitizers. I gotta get all kind of things to wash his feet, so that the water, if the water has any germs in it, he won't pick it up.
You're it was Centipede Alley, or was it?
Boscobel's, yes, Centipede Alley, right. The same area. I wrote to Miss and the Prime Minister, Molly. I sent she on gmail.com. She answered me. She said, thanks for reaching out. But I have not heard anything since that. What going to happen? Don't put a tank they rebuild the reservoir up by the graveyard. By St. Philip the Less Anglican Church.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, I don't know if it's operating or what. They say that it's supposed to trial run. Where the trial run coming from, China?
Okay, we're reaching out to the BWA to see if we can get a response from someone.
But Colleen, you still got to, because
it's not only you. I think people deserve to get an explanation too, as well as water. But seeing that you did not get through to anybody recently, I'm hoping, and we just sent a message to the general manager about the situation, and let's get someone to explain and to find out when the tank is going to be operational. If it is, what are the other challenges and what are they going to do in the interim? Because I know you to be a very patient person, but I also know that when it gets to this, I know you have reached your wits end.
It's enough. I mean, I call the general manager, the phone ring. I sit on hold. I didn't even quote nothing. The whole they're calling the general manager, the MP over water authority, everybody, nobody. I even called the prime minister's sister. She told me she was at a funeral, and she never even called back me. She's still at the funeral, I hope so.
No, in all fairness, and let me just speak about this across the board to all MPs and past and present. Every person, when you don't return a call, sometimes it doesn't mean that you're disrespecting the person. You know, sometimes realistically, people can't get to everybody. Yes, they should put things in place that if you can't reach them, they have an assistant and a whole team of people. But sometimes it happens. I'm not making excuses for anybody. I can speak for myself. You know, back in the days, as you well know, I got well over 100 calls a day directly in emails
but
and WhatsApp.
You even call us back even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Which is true, yes. But the point is that sometimes it's a delay. Doesn't mean that they don't care. But I'm reaching out here. Let's see what is the.
But Joanne, it takes them 3 weeks to reach back. You know what is water essential? Something you can't even flush your toilet. If the rain don't fall, I can't get water to flush the toilet. You know what is got? You gotta go and buy disinfectant. More now. Are we still paying the same water bill?
Okay, they're responding, but we're requesting that someone come and give an explanation.
I want a town meeting. Just like hold a high town meeting a couple of years ago. I would like a town meeting again because this is outrageous. We ain't standing for this here no more. When the show was on the Democratic Labor Party side, the BLP government run to be assistant. No, on their show, their in the shows. We need them to come forward and tell you what's the problem to this day.
When last you saw a tanker?
A tanker came yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for them. Sometimes if we didn't have the tanks in, so I don't know what it would be. But people got livestock.
Mm-hmm.
People got chicken, pigs, all kind of thing. I mean, I can't even clean my house properly, Joanne. Because there's no water. I had to radish the water to drink, eat, and bathe. And this day age, and still got to pay a water bill. This is outrageous. This is outrageous. And believe me, when I don't talk to you, I'm going to call the nation because I am going to picket the government headquarters by myself. I don't need nobody around me to picket. I'm going to picket myself. Because when you do things alone, you get too faster with a crowd by yourself than the crowd.
Well, we're getting some information here, but again, I'm strongly recommending to the BWA to please respond on air because to explain the tank that you see, yes, it's not in operation yet, but that will not solve your problem because that's just transferring water from one tank into a better tank. There are some solutions that they're working on, a temporary desal solution in the area, but again, you guys need to know that, and maybe the town hall meeting, as you suggested, should be something that they should explain.
But go on. Joanne, they shouldn't wait for somebody to call and tell them. For the time they see, this is March and September. It's going on 7 months in October now. You want to tell me that the government workers, they got certificate? I ain't got none. But you know what I got? I got the will, and my will is stronger than their certificate. The same way they send the tanks in the neighborhood, send the tanks to the reservoir and fill up. And we were constantly getting water.
All right. What we're doing, well, hopefully they will respond. I can't meet them, but for now, I can tell you that they are working on, again, this. Let me finish my sentence because I know you're going to jump in. They're working on a solution, even if it's temporary, for a temporary desal. However, I believe you deserve, and the residents, how soon and that is going to happen, and what is the long-term plan. So even though they may have a short-term plan, they need to tell you what the long-term plan is.
But all them plans ain't coming ready. We want about all of the money we pay for 6 months without water, too. Tell them that. Oh, you calling, say that we want about our money.
Colleen, you didn't have water for six months straight, or you had water on and off?
Joanne, the water came on. Okay, if the water came on down further than the road, because down the lower area would get water. But the time it get to me, it off. And the water that came coming through the pipe, the people can't use it. They can't wash, they can't do it. People got to buy bottled water. People have to go other areas and bring water home to cook. It's not getting the water.
All right, so let's reiterate for the Barbados Water Authority. You would like a meeting, a town hall meeting for the residents explaining. You want, obviously, the tanker service. You said that, thank God for them. So it means the tanker service is sort of helping you out in the meantime?
Yes, but sometimes the tanks will be empty. We've got to be calling that, and then we'll check a little way because other areas out too.
You mean to fill the community tanks? Do you get door-to-door, or they just come and fill the community tanks?
The tanks. Sometimes I will get 1-2 trucks who come near me. I will go and catch from them.
Mm-hmm. But for the most part, they really only come to fill the tanks?
Yes.
Okay, well, perhaps maybe you could reach out to them and say, look, apart from filling the tanks.
I do.
And I know that they're hearing you because they're responding to me via WhatsApp. Give them a chance to see if they respond. And again, let's repeat, you want a town hall meeting, you want an explanation, you want to make sure that the interim measures are improved, and that you would then be a happier person, providing you get some information, and not just information, but implementation of the plan in short order. But I want to thank you, Colleen. Stay in touch. Down to Brass Tacks, it's 10:53. You are on the air.
Hello, good morning, Miss Hitch.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. A couple of things there. The first, that last caller, I've got an advisor. I heard earlier this year with this thing with boss about to get her down with the good folks so that can reach you and come up with a plan and hire the service attorney at law and to actually get the Barbados Water Authority. I mean, it was going on for too long. Not only that, St. George, the water comes off and it goes on. And in St. Philip, when the rain falls, you turn on the pipe, you get this murky looking nasty water. I mean, you are paying for service, and when you call the Barbados Water Authority, the customer service is very, very poor. As a matter of fact, there was something on Facebook here about earlier this year, when they were asked to vote on some of the poorest customer service that you have in Barbados government. And the Water Works was leading, and you could tell that. And the other one was the NAS and the Customs. I think it was Customs was at number 3. The hospital was at number 3. But no. Recently, the hospital customer service that has gone down just close to the Barbados Water Works. They are extremely poor. And these appointments that the minister have done, she should appoint people that know how to deal with people, how to treat problems, and not you calling on the phone and it takes about 10 hours and then you don't get you. The other point has to do with this high performance economy that we are looking at, the jobs that we are expected to get, and the growth coming soon with these projects. I was looking at something. It is stated that the poor people in this world is going to get poor. This COVID has caused a lot of distraction, and it's going to bring poverty back down again. But higher in numbers, especially the countries like Africa, those countries. The Americans are looking for another situation where I heard they said that everybody should get vaccinated for this new flu coming up, because this is flu season coming up, starting in October. But that is not a big problem. But here is the problem. The people from the cold country, you know, who would be coming to Barbados, because Barbados is expected here. The bookings look good for with the season. It is stated by the scientists, although you might have one person on board that airplane who will be tested negative for that COVID. But it doesn't mean that the rest of people who are positive eventually is not going to get it. And this is a great concern out of a lot of people who will be thinking about traveling. And as far as I am concerned, I think these projects that the Prime Minister is talking about, they are not coming on stream in a hurry. And all these lot of $2.7 billion, it is like I describe it as a diary of a madman. You watch that picture, Miss H?
Diary of a madman?
Yeah,
no,
Vincent
I
Price
saw...
started that picture.
Sorry?
Vincent Price started that picture.
No. What projects did the Prime Minister announce that you don't think will come to fruition anytime soon?
I'm not a castle that is Chinese. That's basically look after Chinese, and Chinese money is investing in that. And I could tell this, if the government don't care about the Chinese, you'll see a lot more Chinese that they're working too. The Korean that is on stream, that is going well. By looking at Hyatt, the other one, about two or three down St. James, but I would ask you to do one.
But preparations aren't ongoing for these projects right
you
now?
You can make preparation for a project and start the project in the next 5 years. You could got the plans and everything else.
You could do that, but is that the case, and is it a fair assumption, something to jump to right now by saying it could happen? It's happened in the past.
It cannot happen, but I'm looking at it to see that. When I go down the West Coast, which is the high, you will see a lot of properties marked for sale. You go right now, you start from like Prospect and you go right down. And if you got up there by Westmoreland, Portland, you see a lot of things marked for sale. But the reason people are not buying them, the people are not planning to invest right yet, because this is not really a climate. The investors though, this is not a climate to talk about investing in the big settlement in the projects. Because after you build a hotel, you still got to need people to buy your hotel. Look what Sanders has done. Sanders, hotel is, they said about 70% occupancy. But look who's bringing here.
Is there anything positive that you
No, I'm telling you, I have the report here. They're bringing a lot of low-end visitors to this place. Mm-hmm. That's what Sanders did.
Low-end visitor? What is a low-end visitor?
Yeah, the one that do not spend that big amount of money.
And you have this information from?
One of your hotel workers.
Oh, a worker.
A worker, yeah.
Told you that that's the financial controller or something at Sanders that gave you that information?
A friend of mine, whether it be a financial, whether it be a maid or guard, that the point is that the majority of people who come at Sanders, they are the low end. You really realize that Stanley Leon will run, and Stanley Leon got three people in it. But when you look at the three people, they are millionaires. So Stanley Leon caters to one type of person. But Sanders is something to completely different. Sanders caters to numbers, and they look at numbers. But whether or not the people are spending that is a different
what is the solution? Because I'm hearing all of the different negatives. What do you want to put on the table?
Ask the Minister of Tourism.
Say again?
Ask the Minister of Tourism.
No, but I'm asking you. I'm asking you.
I don't have it. She
so you... No. Hold on. You bring something to the table for everything that is wrong, and this shouldn't happen, and look at this, and this body ain't buying, and this market... All right, so fine, I take that. What do you propose?
What do I propose? I know common sense would tell me in times like these, where things are hard, and people are not too keen about traveling, that we are not going to see that growth that we are looking for. But here's the thing. Some time ago, the minister, she was not the minister of tourism at the time, she was at the port. She said that we are going to see an increase in cruise tourism. That is a projection, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the same time she was talking to people at Wally Ships, got rid of two and thinking about getting rid of some work, they are saying that they are not going to expect no increase in cruise tourism before period in 2024, 2025, or whoever lived to see that time.
So is it the minister's fault that if she
I'm not saying it's her fault, but let's just jump that I tried to... With this pretty talk.
Hold on. It's just that I respect your opinion. I just want to know, what's the solution for each one? Because you're jumping from here to there. I'm trying to keep up. I really am.
You want to know the solution? the solution to what? You could, everything you are saying.
In other words, are you saying that everything is dark? There's no growth. You don't believe that there will be.
There will be growth, but vain. The question is vain. Not let all the politicians trying to fool us. I went to St. George.
But let me listen. Hold on. You got plans for tomorrow?
If I have plans tomorrow?
Yeah.
You could plan for tomorrow.
That's the point I'm making. They put plans in place, but sometimes things change. That the outcome then, you know, you may want. Look at COVID. Once the science starts to change, then all the protocols are going to have to change. So if a minister or anybody makes projections or you or say, look, you know what, I want to build my house in one year and tomorrow I go into the town country planning, but it rains tomorrow and the car won't start. You can't do it. It changes. So when people get up and say, well, this is what they said, either give them a chance to get it done, or if they give a timeline and they don't tell the public this is what happened and they don't communicate, then you're lying to people.
But if you do,
I don't think it's fair for you to say that, you know, all doom and gloom when you're not giving things a chance. It sounds that way.
No, it's not all doom and gloom, but I can tell you it's going to be some doom for a long time to come. I expect that things will change in 2024, 2025.
But there you go. You put in a date on it. You would like for it to be that. And I'm sure the government and all the persons who are unemployed right now would like COVID to disappear now, you know, and things. I'm saying it probably may not. But what we want and our projections, and we put things in place towards a plan, understand that plans change.
Oh yeah, but this ain't changing for a long time. I can tell you, cause something.
Well, then again, you see, you having a crystal ball that nobody else ain't got.
But you got one. You have one.
I'm just saying that you make plans, but it could change.
A gentleman calling to you just now, I was saying that he has a plan and he could do this and he could do that, and somebody must be trying to give me assistance. I am only hoping that within the next 2 or 3 months that same gentleman can come back and say.
But we don't know. We don't know. But you know what's so sad about your contribution, if I may say, it's almost like nothing. The impression I get, I'm choosing my words here. It's almost like everything is laughable, nothing to be taken seriously. There's no hope, everything that people suggest, and it's a laughing matter. Now, that guy, whether he gets through or not, we don't know. But you know what? People will try. And that's what people are doing. They're trying. And I would respectfully suggest you may want to consider taking that approach to life. All right? I want to thank you so much for your contribution.